Hello, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, bringing you another 2 hours plus of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm going to kick off with a song from Steve Earle and the Milk Carton Kids called Custer. It comes from an album, Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited. Johnny Cash had American Indian blood in his family makeup, and he did an album devoted entirely to looking at the way the American Indian, the Native American, the first peoples, if you like, were treated by the white man when they came to America. And the album was pretty much ignored by most of the major radio stations in America in the 1960s. And Steve Earle, in my opinion, does a brilliant version of a very bitter song indeed.
1, 2, 3. Now I will tell you, Buster, that I ain't a fan of Custer, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. A hero, but to me his score was zero, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Now old Custer done his fighting without too much exciting, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, General Custer come in pumping when the men were out a hunting, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. With victories he was swimming, he killed children, dogs and women. General, he don't ride well anymore. Yeah, crazy horse and out the car, just sitting bull and gall, and the general, he don't ride here anymore. Custer split his men, well, he won't do that again, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. 12,000 warriors waited, they were unanticipated, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. It ain't called an Indian victory, but a bloody massacre, and the general, he don't ride well anymore. There might have been more enthusiasm that the Indians had been losing, but the general, he don't ride there anymore.
Steve Earle and the Milk Carton Kids from the album Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited, and that track was called Custer. It's a great album. All the songs written by Johnny Cash, of course. Now, Andy Irvine has got an amazing track record. I mean, the amount of albums he's made, the contributions he's made to folk music, both Irish and world music, if you like, with the band Mosaic, are just incredible. And the man never stops. There's another album come out. It was recorded live way back in 1994, but it's a stunning collection of songs with Andy and a guy called Lilyborn Nielsen. They'd known each other for a long while, but they met up at the Telemark Festival back in 94, and their live collaboration was recorded. And I think it is totally and absolutely brilliant, but let's see what you think about it. This is Andy's own song, which has gone on to become a classic, My Heart's Tonight in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet mill town Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland in the sweet County Clare. In the town of Scariff, the sun was shining high, when Willie Clancy played his pipes, and the tears welled in my eyes. Many years have passed and gone since the times we had there, but my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet mill town Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland in the sweet County Clare. That August in Kilrush, when the rain was lashing down, and our hotel was that hay barn on the outskirts of town. We were all sick and feverish, and Dolan had the flu, but Johnny produced some whiskey, and the sun came smiling through. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet mill town Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland, in the sweet County Clare. Lahinch and Ennistymon, Liscannor and Kilkee, but best of all was Milltown, when the music flowed so free. Willie Clancy and the County Clare, I'm never in your debt, for the sights and sounds of yesterday are shining memories yet. My heart tonight is far away across the rolling sea in the sweet mill town Malbay, and it's there I'd love to be. So long ago and far away, but nothing can compare. And my heart's tonight in Ireland in the sweet County Clare. In the days of Sweeney, in the sweet County Clare.
My Heart's Tonight in Ireland, Lily Bjorn Nielsen and Andy Irvine from the album Live in Telemark, and it is a cracking album. Do get a hold of it. It's wonderful. Now, Reg Muir Ross is one of our finest singer-songwriters ever, and he's written a song commemorating the valuable contribution that the Bevan Boys made in World War II. Not many people know this, but as well as getting conscripted into the Army, Navy or Air Force, you could also be conscripted into the mines. And 48,000 18 to 25 year old boys and men were chosen by lot to work down in the coal mines of this country during World War II. They were called Bevan Boys, named after the Labour Minister Ernest Bevan, whose idea it was. They didn't get a medal, were hardly ever acknowledged, and in fact were very often treated as draft dodgers by the general population. And don't the soldier boys look fine, but you don't get medals down the mine. Reg Muir Ross has written a great song, The Bevan Boys.
Just a young man, young men went to war, handsome in their uniforms, as heroes gone before. When I was just a young man, and my number came around, while all my pals went off to fight, I went underground. just a young man. Young men went to sea, and miners left the pits to work in high-paid industry. When I was just a young man, and the coal reserves were down, my pals had gone to say the boys, and I went underground. And don't you say the boys look fine, you don't get medals down the mine. They wave their flags, they'll make a noise, but they walk right past the Bevan boys. No glory for the Bevan boys. When I was just a young man, they gave my pals a gun, but they took away my dignity, and they took away the sun. Some people called us runaways when we went out on the town. Our uniforms were dirt and oil, and we served underground, the secret underground. And don't the soldier boys look fine, you don't get medals down the mine. They wave their flags, they'll make a noise, but they walk right past the Bevan boys. No glory for the Bevan boys. Now I am an old man, my journey's almost done. No honors mark the wars I fought, or the battles that I won. 50 years dishonored, but we never made a sound. They'll have made a badge for the Bevan boys. We'll wear it underground. We'll wear it underground. And don't the Bevan boys look fine? We got our medals from the mine. They wave their flags, they'll make a noise. Let's hear it for the Bevan boys. Glory for the Bevan boys.
Reg Muir-Ross there with the Bevan boys, brackets Bill Pettinger's Lament. It's a new single. It's called Bill Pettinger's Lament because the song was commissioned by a lad called Martin Pettinger to commemorate the heroic years his father, Bill, spent underground digging for victory. The Bevan boys were not awarded a medal like most servicemen, but a veteran's badge. And if you go on the government website now, you'll find the government statement. You can get a Bevan Boys veteran badge if you worked in the coal mines under the Bevan Boys scheme. Widows of Bevan Boys may also be eligible. Nice of them.
Thank you.
beautiful piece of music comes from an album called The Smoky Smear O'Rain. Wonderful word, smear. I think it means smear. And that particular track is just called Number 81. The album's from Sarah Jane Summers and Juhani, J-U-H-A-N-I, Silvola. And it's a combination of Scottish traditional music and Scandinavian traditions and experimental music. Sarah Jane and Juhani, I think, are living in Norway at the moment because I've asked her for a copy of the previous album and she's going to get her mum to send it because it's a lot easier to get stuff from Scotland to Yorkshire than it is to get stuff from Norway to Yorkshire. I love the album. It's not been off the turntable since I got it. Beautiful playing. And I hope you enjoyed that too. And for information on Sarah Jane and Juhani, go to our website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to everybody's site on this show and all past shows, all 292 of them. Now, Murrin Nicolliffe has got a new EP, five-tracker, out called, and I've got to get this pronunciation right if I can, Niadu, which means nesting. And she's been really busy during lockdown because she's gone and found, as she calls them, comforting songs, well-worn and much-loved from her past, that she hasn't recorded yet, but she's been inspired to record by, as she says, walking amongst the ancient stone beehive huts or clockens that are scattered around the beautiful West Kerry Peninsula of Dingle. Well, this girl can do no wrong. As far as I'm concerned, she's got one of the great voices of the world. And this is a beautiful song called Ton Colliach ag Fogarton Lay, which means the cock announces the day. Not the chicken, the cock.
Heilige Fogarton Lay, dan heilige Fogarton Lay, dan bak ik een nurse die de gerasken, dan heilige Fogarton Lay, dan heilige Fogarton Lay, dan heilige Fogarton Lay, dan bak ik een nurse die de gerasken, dan heilige Fogarton Lay, dan heilige Fogarton Lay, dan heilige Fogarton Lay, dan jaak ik zo handen en galen de sabbes, dan heilige Fogarton Lay. Dank heilige Fogarton Lay, 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 dank heilige Fogarton Lay,
Oh,
Tanquillach and Fogart and Lay from Muireann na Gcomhlach's new album Nídú. Now, one of the finest pipers, flute players, Irish traditional musicians, amazing blues harp players and singers ever to come out of Manchester is young Matt Walklate. He's working hard during the pandemic, both as a care worker and as a recording musician. Lots of tracks coming out from the lad, and I love this version he's just put out on his website of the great Skip James song, Drunken Spree. If you listen carefully, you'll hear echoes of Good Night, Irene in the words of this song. Here's Mac Walklate on harmonica and vocals, and it's, I think, maybe going to make an EP later on, but at the moment they're downloadable singles, I think, from his website.
My love, my darling, yes I do. Love her till the seas go dry. But if I thought that you didn't love me, I'd take morphine and die. Well, I pawned my watch and I pawned my chain, pawned my little diamond ring. If that don't settle my drunken spree, I'll never get drunk again. My darling, down on my knee, forgive me, yes, you please. You caused me to weep and you caused me to moan. You caused me to lose my home. But I love my darling, yes, I do. Love her till the seas go dry. And if I thought that she didn't love me, I would take more feeling now.
Brilliant stuff, Drunken Spree from Matt Walklate. And like I said, I think that it's going to be on an EP in days to come, but you can download it if you go to his website. And you'll find, of course, a link through to his from our website. Now, one of my oldest friends, who I hadn't seen for a long while, because I haven't been on the road and he hadn't been out touring, was the late Mick Hipkiss, who passed away only a few weeks ago. If you don't know him, he was one of the finest traditional singers to come out of Ireland. A Cork man who nevertheless had a great love of Kerry and sang many songs from that county, including one of the most beautiful versions ever of The Boys of Bannerstrawda. I was privileged to have known Mick for many years after first meeting him down at his folk club in the Old Contemptibles in Livery Street in Birmingham, where he ran a great Sunday night folk club. He toured extensively with Kilters, taking traditional Irish music and songs across the world. He was a very funny man, very warm, gentle and generous man. And I'll never ever forget one night in Birmingham when I was gigging in the days when I was on TV a lot, so I was fairly well known. And I had a big bunch of 9 roadies doing sound and light and humping gear in and out of the major theatres. And they were hard-bitten lads. They'd been there, seen it, done it, worked with all kinds of people, you know, from Mark Knopfler down to Sade and you name it. And Mick joined us for a drink after the gig in the hotel in Birmingham. And we were just sitting round in the bar. There was nobody else apart from the roadies, me and Mick and a few others. And I just said, Mick, would you give us a song? And he said, I would. And he threw his head back and he sang The Boys of Banastrada. And these tough lads, just slack-jawed and moist of eyes, listened to one of the most beautiful things they'd ever heard, as they said later, in their lives. An amazing, amazing man. I can't get hold of a version of The Boys of Banastrada sung by Mick, but what I have got from his album Aaron's Lovely Lee is him singing the beautiful song The Cliffs of Dunedin. Rest easy wherever you are, Mick. And thanks for all the great times and for the great songs you gave us.
Oh, you may travel far, far from your own native home. Far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none can compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Oh, it's a grand place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the red cherries that never do decay, the hare and the rabbit are plain to be seen, making homes for their young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Oh, take a view across the Shannon, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains round the west coast of Clare, the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen from the high rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin. So fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the kind neighbours I'm leaving behind, may their souls ever rest in that lovely Isle of Green, high upon the rocky slopes round the cliffs of Dunedin.
From the album Aaron's Lovely Lee, the late and lovely Mick Hipkiss with The Cliffs of Dunedin. Now, I've got an apology to make here because I credited Baking Bread, a wonderful song I played in the last show, to Noreen Lynch. And Noreen very kindly emailed me to say, "Dear Mike, thanks for playing the song, but one thing I can't take credit for because it's not mine. Baking Bread is by the wonderful Australian songwriter Michael Kennedy. I absolutely love how you heard it and wanted it to be true that I wrote it, but I can't claim that creativity." Well, sorry about that, and apologies to Michael Kennedy. I didn't read the sleeve notes. Well, actually, I didn't have them at the time because I just downloaded that track. Anyway, I'm going to correct that and say apologies to Michael Kennedy in Australia. And it also gives me an opportunity to play one of Noreen's own tracks from her new album, In Her Own Time. And this is a beautiful song of hers about some of the goodness that has come out of this pandemic situation. And it's called Good People.
My neighbor's put a border in the backyard. standing all serene among the tubs of onion, thyme, and lettuce leaves, of meditations and ice creams. He says we'll take this one step at a time. That Buddha's gonna keep my heart alive. My neighbor's bought a candle out her window. I'm sure it's gonna fall on someone's head. She says it's her best crystal. How about better out than in, sir? We're taking this just one step at a time. My neighbor's gonna keep my heart alive. These are good people who keep on keeping. Good people keep us all alive. Good people who keep on keeping. Good people keep us all alive. Taking this one step at a time. Nephew's got a line in jokes and rhymes. He practices the words to keep in time. Then he leans to ask his dad what the punchline is again. To see those two boys laugh is just sublime. Nephew's gonna keep my heart alive. My friends have all got kids who are at the front. We're mopping brows and floors, just hanging tough. And they love them with warm porridge, with advice and unnamed worries. My friends of wordless love that holds the line. My friends are gonna keep my heart alive. These are good people who keep on keeping. Good people keep us all alive. Good people who keep on keeping. Good people keep my heart alive. Taking this one step at a time. We're taking this one step at a time.
Noreen Lynch from her album In Her Own Time with her song Good People. Now, I've just finished a novel. Well, who hasn't? Written during lockdown, inspired by the speeches and the words of that great orator, Boris Pfeffel Johnson, and it's set in South America during the pandemic of 1918, and it's called The Night Tram, and it will be available in about 2 or 3 weeks, I think, at least. So you'll be able to get your grubby little mitts on it, should you so wish. And because it's set in South America, in a mythical republic I've invented called San Sebastian, I've done a lot of research on South American music, as you would. And I came across a tango, which I so want to learn. And I've almost got there, apart from the third part, which is a little bit tricky on the mandolin. But it's a fantastic tune. called El Choclo. So I searched the web for versions of El Choclo, which means the ear of corn or the corn cob, I think. Anyway, I searched all over, found various versions on guitar, some with vocals on, Julio Iglesias even. And then right on my doorstep, of course, I came on the computer and thought, I wonder if I've got a bang. And it was, of course, there's a great version of this Argentinian tango by John Kirkpatrick and Chris Parkinson from their album Sultans of Squeeze. So all the way around the world, and I find it there. Two of the best players on the planet. Here's Kirky and Parky with the Argentinian tango, El Choclo. And if you feel like it, roll the carpet back, move the chairs and tables, and get up and have some passionata round the kitchen. Why not? Stuff from the album Sultans of Squeeze, John Kirkpatrick and Chris Parkinson there with El Choclo. And like I say, the book will be out sometime in the next month, and I do apologise for plugging my own stuff here on this music show, but if I don't talk about the book, nobody else will, because it certainly will not be reviewed in the Times Literary Supplement. The Craven Herald literary supplement, perhaps, but not The Times. Now, My Lag and Love is one of my favourite tunes and favourite songs ever. The tune is traditional, was collected in County Donegal by a man called Herbert Hughes, who was on holiday over there and wandering round when he met a wonderful musician called Prontus McSweeney, who'd learnt it from his father, Siobhan McSweeney, who in turn had learned it 50 years previously from a man working on the Ordnance Survey of Ireland. The words were put to it by a man called Joseph Campbell, and I'm going to play it for you now. Honey and the Bear, from the album Journey Through the Roke, with My Lag and Love. From their album Journey Through the Roke, that's Honey and the Bear, lovely version of My Lag and Love. Now, Alison de Groot, who plays with Molski's Mountain Drifters and is a member of the wonderful quartet The Goodbye Girls, playing alongside people like Molly Tuttle, who's one of the world's greatest guitarists, comes from Winnipeg in Canada, and she's one of the best old-time banjo players there is. Tatiana Hargreaves, a wonderful old-time and bluegrass fiddle player, is based in North Carolina, and she was a fiddle prodigy almost when she was in nappies and has toured with people like Gillian Welsh, David Rawlings, and also Bruce Molski. Together on banjo and fiddle, they've made an absolutely fabulous album just called Alison de Groot and Titania Hargreaves, and from it this is the traditional song, I Don't Want to Get Married. Wonderful stuff. I Don't Want to Get Married, Alison de Groot and Titania Hargreaves. That's an old North Country name, isn't it? Hargreaves. Lots of Hargreaves in Lancashire, round Blackburn. Wonder if that's where her people came from. And that's the title of their album, Alison de Groot and Titania Hargreaves. Wonderful stuff. Love it. I've just realised I've got to be very careful about what I say. No, I almost said the word cracking then. What a cracking album. When I said that, when I was working on the BBC, I was hauled up before a disciplinary committee. Seriously. Well, my producer was, anyway. And told Mr. Hardy, he's just cracking. We don't want to hear that word on the BBC. You couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Now, two tracks from the giants on whose shoulders so many of us stand. George Spicer was a wonderful singer who first came to the attention of collectors as late as the 1950s when he was working down on a farm in Sussex. He made lots of recordings of what are basically a lot of stuff that came out, if you like, at the end of the oral tradition and the beginning of the music hall and variety tradition, and perhaps even, if you want to call it that, the radio tradition. I always remember that wonderful singer Fred Jordan, who was a Shropshire farm worker, being interviewed by somebody who said, "That's a wonderful song there, Fred. Where did you learn it?" Thinking that Fred would say, "Where I learned that, see, way back when I was a little boy working on the farm down in Shropshire." Only he didn't say that at all. He said, "That's a good song, isn't it? I learned that from a Watersons record." I love it. So, George Spicer is a man who sang the songs that he loved. And as he once said, "I don't know if this is actually a folk song, but I'm going to sing it anyway." and he did. And that's going to be followed by a couple of tunes called The Duke of Fife and Skinner's Compliments to Dr. MacDonald on the mouth organ, played by the great Will Atkinson. Will started off playing the English squeeze box, the diatonic accordion, the melodeon, but turned at an early age to the tin sandwich or the gob iron or the muthi, as the mouth organ's called. He's probably got the greatest sense of rhythm and lilt that any mouth organ player has ever had, in the English tradition at least. So, first of all, the German Clockmender from George Spicer's album Blackberry Fold, and that's going to be followed by the Duke of Fife and Skinner's Compliments to Dr. MacDonald from Will Atkinson's album simply called Mouth Organ. Two giants, as I said, on whose shoulders we stand.
A German clockmaker to London once came. Hermann von Tick was this proud German's name. All round the town on his way he would trend, shouting aloud any clocks for to mend, with his toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye, toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye. This German was handsome, the ladies' delight. All of them wanted their clocks to go right. Some were too fast and others too slow, but 9 out of 10 he would make their clocks go with his toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye, toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye. He once met a lady in Queenberry Square, who said that her clock was in need of repair. She invited him home that very same night, and in less than 10 minutes he put her clock right with his toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye, toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye. She invited him home that night to take stock, when all of a sudden there came a loud knock. And in walked her husband, and oh, what a shock, for he caught that young German a-winding her clock with his toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye, toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye. Then out spake the husband to his wife Mary Ann, "Why is it, my dear, you engage a strange man to wind up your clock and leave me on the shelf? If your clock wants winding, I'll wind it myself with my toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye, toodle-eye, oodle-eye, oodle-eye."
That's it. That's a song that you can take either way you like.
the Duke of Fife and Skinner's compliments to Dr. MacDonald, Will Atkinson, from his album simply called Mouth Organ. And before that, you heard George Spicer from the album Blackberry Fold with the German Clock Mender. My version of it is the German Clock Winder. To Manchester came Benjamin von Sauerkraut, was the old German's name. Great song. And like I say, two giants on whose shoulders we stand. And what I'm going to do now, I was just thinking, I want to play you another track from Peggy Seeger's new album, which is called First Farewell. And this is a beautiful song of hers, which, like many of her songs, has got lots of little jagged, sharp bits in it. It's called The Invisible Woman. Let's see what you think.
What a beautiful, beautiful baby, said the face looking down from the sky. The neighbor joined in and tickled my chin. What a beautiful baby was I. Growing up, I made sure of attention. Everyone's eyes were on me. And into my teens, I was never not seen. The whole world revolved around me, me, me. I was here for the birth of my children. I was here, the belle of the ball. 80 years have gone by in the blink of an eye. Now it seems that I'm not here at all. Here comes the invisible woman. She's been on the planet for years. You can't make her out, but there's never a doubt. The invisible woman is here. I strolled down the high street on Sunday in clown shoes and lace underwear. Did they notice my dance? Not one single glance, so I guess that I can't have been there. I can't recall when it first happened. Don't know how I became so unseen. When my tangible self was put on the shelf, these words on the label has been. Here comes the invisible woman. She's been on the planet for years. You can't make her out, but there's never a doubt. The invisible woman is here. Why should I feel so much less than I am? There's so much more of me now. Gray hair, whiskers, wrinkles and such. Dressing for comfort, longing for touch. It should be so simple, it feels like so much. To ask you to see me. It's only a feature of nature. You will start vanishing too. You will get old, left out in the cold. The ghost army's waiting for you. Like the leaves that fall before winter. Like the day that turns into the night. We may not have a choice, but we still have a voice. The invisible gals love a fight. Here comes the invisible woman. She's been on the planet for years. She has plenty to say. She won't go away. The invisible woman is here, here, here. The invisible woman is here.
Peggy Seeger from her album First Farewell with The Invisible Woman. I'll try and squeeze another track in if I can before the end of the show. Now, Alden Paterson and Dashwood, the trio, I've long been a great fan of theirs. And now two of the trio, Christina Alden and Alex Paterson, have made a duo album called Hunter, full of great songs. This is My Flower, My Companion and Me. And I'm going to read you the notes from the album. This is the story of an unusual friendship and strength in companionship, inspired by the beautiful work of the Finnish photographer Lassi Rautiainen. In Finland's northern forest, a grey wolf and a brown bear, two typically solitary animals, were found to have formed a magical bond, playing, eating and hunting together. Flower, My Companion and Me, Christina Alden and Alex Patterson from the album Hunter. Ciara McAlome is a wonderful Irish musician, a composer, and she's steeped in the Irish tradition. And not just the Irish musical tradition, but the Irish bardic tradition, the great poems, the great epics of things like the Táin Bó Cúaillí and the Book of Invasions. You might remember, some of you who know Horselips, a great Irish folk rock band, their album, The Book of Invasions, based around the stories contained in the great epics. Well, Ciara McAlome has composed a whole album of material based around the stories contained in the Book of Invasions, in particular the Song of Amagin. I think that's how you pronounce it, or Amagin. I'm not really sure about that. You can find everything you need to know by ignoring what I say and just going straight to her website via ours, 3Ws, MikeHardingFolkShow.com, and you'll find everything explained a lot clearer there than I'm trying to do it now. Just let me play you a beautiful piece of music, though, from the album Amagin Fire, or Amagin Fire. And this is the lament for Brian Boru. Brian Boru, as many of you will know, one of the High Kings of Ireland.
Thank you.
meant for Brian Boru from Ciara McAlone's album Imogen Fire, or like I said, Imogen. I'm not really sure of the pronunciation, and there's nobody I can ask. I'm alone in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, a long way from Connemara, and people who would know how that is pronounced. 10,000 Miles is a great song. Nick Jones unearthed it, I think, and did a lot of work on it to produce what has become a standard in the folk canon. Katie Kirk and Rick Williams live way down there in West Cornwall, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. She is a wonderful singer, and he is a musician, composer, and a soundscape worker, working on things pretty much like the thing you just heard from Ciara McAlone. Well, they've got a new album out, just simply called Katie Kirk and Rick Williams, and on it, a cracking version, as the BBC would have me say, of 10,000 Miles.
Fare thee well, my own true love. Farewell for a while. I'm going away, but I'll be back if I go 10,000 miles. 10,000 miles.
Turn 10,000 Miles from Rick Williams and Katie Kirk, their eponymous album. Made down there in West Cornwall, my dear, where they make the best clotted cream teas you've ever had. Now, Mike McGoldrick and John Doyle are wonderful musicians, as is Luke Daniels, and they came together to collaborate with an album called Making Waves, largely done by Luke Daniels, bringing in various friends, including Mike McGoldrick and John Doyle and others. The album is pretty, pretty amazing. But let me tell you a little story about Luke Daniels. He was known to me, first and foremost, as an English button box player, melodeon player. And I was in Cruise's bar in the Old Ground Hotel in Ennis, County Clare, playing a few tunes with local people there. I think Michael Coyne was there, and was Terry there? Anyway, there was a few of us in the little back room there, just playing a few tunes, and somebody said, Luke Daniels is coming. And there was a sort of, there was reverence in the voices. And I thought, well, no, it's the same Luke Daniels. And it was. I said, Luke Daniels from England? They said, yeah. And I thought, well, this is interesting. And in came Luke with his box, and then proceeded to tear the night apart with the most wonderful Irish traditional box playing I'd heard in many and many a year. The man is a musical genius, and here he is meeting up with two other musical genii, Mike and John, from the album Making Waves, and one of his own compositions called Jigs and Fixtures. It is not your usual jiggery-pokery 6-8-time piece. It's something very, very different, really interesting, and also very, very joyful. Nobody sleeps when them boys are around. That was Jigs and Fixtures, featuring Mike McGoldrick and John Doyle from the Luke Daniels album Making Waves. And I'll tell you what I'll do now, just to quieten things down a little bit. I'll play another track from Peggy Seeger. This is Dandelions and Clover, and the words to this are something else.
A little boy came to our kitchen door. Can she come out to play? We ran all the way to our wild place to blow dandelion fairies and look for the four-leaf clover. We were seven. Before he was eight, it was over. He fell asleep on the schoolroom floor, and they took him away to heaven. But he would come back and marry me. I knew he'd remember me. With a boy from a painting I lay newborn under the harvest moon. In April he cut out my heart and left to blow dandelion fairies and lie with my friend in the clover. It was over, all over. He died long ago on a highway, a beautiful father of children. But he comes back now and then when I remember him. Sorrow and joy are bound together. Sweet lover, remember me. Come back, come back, and lie in my arms forever. In the dark of night I lie awake and wait for the winter moon. I dream of you and wild places, of dandelion and clover. Soon it will be over, all over, gone away. But songs don't die on a schoolroom floor. Tomorrow I'll come to your kitchen door. Will you come out to play? Will you come out to play?
From the album First Farewell, Peggy Seeger there with the beautiful Dandelions and Clover. And I bet you any money there'll be a lot of people covering that song. It's just one of those that you just listen to it and you think, that is a classic. What a great songwriter. Good on you, Peg. Now, the Magpies have got a new lineup: Bella Gaffney, Kate Griffin and Holly Brandon. They've also got a massive tour lined up for later in the year, starting on the 1st of September in Cardiff. Then they go on to Saltaire, Staveley Roundhouse near Kendal, and right through September the 17th, they finish off at the Down End Folk Club in Bristol. They've also got a new single just out. It's called I Never Will Marry. Earlier on, I played you Alison de Groot and Titania Hargreaves with I Don't Want to Get Married. And now you've got the Magpies with I Never Will Marry. Well, there you go. This is, according to the sleeve notes, a blend of the traditional Scots ballad, which went over to North Carolina, where, of course, it became an old-timey song. And here it now has some new lyrics interwoven seamlessly with the old, quote, bringing a message of female unity, reaching back in time to the grieving voices of the past. Take my hand and sing free, unquote. You can also see a wonderful video on YouTube of the Magpies. Here they are. I Never Will Marry.
Sing and roar. The cry of the wind in the waters was drowned by a sorrowful sound. Oh.
it rang above. The song it sang of love. When I asked what troubled thee, she said, love had drowned thee in the sea. Sister, do not weep. Your love did not die in the sea. It's here in our hearts and yours to share. Take my hand and sing free. I never will marry, not be no man's wife. I intend to live single for the days of my life. I never.
Well, I think that's a cracking track. And I do think that Magpie's new lineup is absolutely brilliant. Absolutely wonderful. So they are on tour. Do check out the website. Link again on our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. As ever, that was the Magpies, their new single, I Never Will Marry. Now, it was Bob Dylan's birthday recently. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, not by his Bobness himself, but the first is from Dave Berland and the second will be from young Tim O'Brien in a little while. But first, Berlando, the major domo of Barnsley, with a brilliant, brilliant version of The Girl from the North Country with Damien O'Kane on banjo, playing a four-string banjo like a five-string. He's another genius. Here we go.
If you're traveling the North Country Fair, the wind hits heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true lover of mine. Please see for me, her hair hangs low, rolls and flows all down her breast. See for me if her hair hangs low. That's the way I remember her best. And if you go when the snowflakes storm, when rivers freeze and summer ends, see she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling. I wonder if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night and in the brightness of my day. It's heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true lover of mine.
Brilliant track. Dave Berlin there with Damien O'Kane on banjo with his version of the Bob Dylan classic Girl from the North Country, and it's from an album called Younger Than That Now. The songs of Bob Dylan, various artists paying a tribute to his Bobness. It's been out a while, that album, but it's well worth getting one's grubby little mitts on because it's a cracker. I'm going to keep saying cracking and cracker because I know that there will be people from the old BBC listening, spitting feathers. I'm going to play another track from Maureen Nicoliffe's new album, Near Do, and this is a beautiful version of the traditional song, The Bay of Biscay. It's one of those songs where the dead lover comes back as a ghost, a night-visiting song, I think it's called, and he comes back as a ghost. The unquiet grave, the unquiet soul of the dead lover returns, because if you mourn somebody too much, they used to believe in the old days that you would cause their soul to be restless. Anyway, this is a beautiful version of one of the classic ballads of all time, The Bay of Biscay.
My William sailed on the salty dime. Standing and Mary dear, the dawn is breaking. I fear it's time for me to go. I'm leaving you most broken hearted for to sail the bay.
Cauliffe there from a new album, Near Do, with the Bay of Biscay. It's a 5-track EP, and you can download it. I'm not sure yet whether there's a hard copy, but you can go to Murrin's own website, and you'll be able to download all 5 tracks there. And I think it's on Bandcamp as well. That's where I got it. Now, Jim Eldon is one of the... Well, he's a man on his own. He is completely and utterly an individual and unique. A fiddle player in the old tradition of the street fiddler, the dance fiddler, and a singer who writes many of his own songs, as well as singing great versions of traditional songs like I Wish There Were No Prisons. He takes no prisoners. He is what he is. He's his own man, and I love the stuff that he does. Jim Eldon and the Sharpshooters recorded an album way back called Rockin' with the Band, and it's just been re-released on Mossy Christian's album One Row Records, cleaned up and put out for everybody to get hold of again. I love it, and this is Jim's own song here, One Door Closes. I think this is great.
Happy gang, yeah, they got these doors wide up. When one bang's shut, another door opens up. It's such a bright little song, I heard you singing along. The way it trots off your tongue, you'd think it couldn't be wrong. One door closes, another door opens. Isn't that handy? Another door opening. Well, it would be handy, but you never can win. 'Cause one door closes, another traps your fingers. I had a job, but now me job's gone. I'm having a job to make a few bob. And I had a girl, but now me girl's gone. She's cleared off with Rob, 'cause he still makes a few bob. One door closes, another door opens. Isn't that handy? Another door opening. Well, it would be handy, but you never can win. 'Cause one door closes, another traps your fingers. I'm kitted out for sailing the main, but I missed the boat, so I took a plane. I took a plane and now the fuel tank's dry. I'm here with me life jacket up in the sky. One door closes, another door opens. Isn't that handy? Another door opening. Well, it would be handy, but you never could win. 'Cause one door closes, another traps your fingers. Thank you. I've been on me bike, just like the lady's friend said. I found every bridge up and every traffic light red. Yes, I've been on me bike, the lady already knows, because the lady was there scattering nails in the road. Now the happy gang's here with all their happy advice. Me happy brother's been once, me happy mother's been twice. The happy vicar's been round, he's a son of a gun. He's got it all worked out, and been a doormat is fun. One door closes, another door opens. Is that what you say? Well, you must be joking. If another door opens, then it's just my luck that I'm stood here and this door's shut.
The wry and wrinkly music of Jim Eldon there. Jim Eldon and the Sharpshooters with One Door Closes from his reissued album Rockin' with the Band. Well, that was that, and here's Tim O'Brien from the album Red on Blonde with a brilliant version of the Bob Dylan song celebrating his Bobnesses 80th birthday, Masters of War. And if you wanted to hear that high, lonesome sound of the old-timey Appalachian mountain music, well, Tim brings that in spades to this version of Bob Dylan's song. Wonderful. Masters of War.
Come, ye masters of war, ye that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but built to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch while the death cap gets higher. You hide in your mansion while all the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that could ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into this world. You threaten my baby, unborn and unnamed. And you aren't worth the blood that runs in your veins. Ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy your forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Well, I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you've made will not buy back your soul.
I don't think anybody's done a better version of that song. The way that Tim gets into the soul of the music and with that high, lonesome sound of the Appalachian Mountains that runs through his veins, I think he just creams it. That's it. That's it. Perfect. Brilliant. From the album Red on Blonde, Tim O'Brien with Masters of War. Just got time for a couple more tracks. This is Yellow Bird from Edward II's new album, Dance Tunes. I played a track, I think it was in last month's show, and what basically has happened is that Edward II have got together and they've played dance tunes, dance tune arrangements, because a lot of the lads have got West Indian backgrounds. They've got some of those wonderful old West Indian songs and done the Edward II treatment on them, and I think it's brilliant. This is a song I used to sing when I was a little kid myself. Edward II and Yellow Bird.
Than me. I also had a pretty girl. She's not with me today. They're all the same, those pretty girls. Take in the nest, then they fly away. Yellow bird, up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, sits all alone like me. Did your lady friend leave the nest again? That is very sad, it makes me feel so bad. You can fly away, in the sky away. You're more luckier than me. Wish that I were a yellow bird. I'd fly away with you. And I am not a yellow bird, so here I sit, nothing I can do. Yellow bird, up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me. Did your lady friend leave the nest again? That is very sad, makes me feel so bad. Can fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me. Wish that I were a yellow bird. I'd fly away with you. But I am not a yellow bird, so here I sit, nothing I can do. Yellow bird, up high in banana tree. Yellow bird, you sit all alone like me. Did your lady friend leave the nest again? That is very sad, made me feel so bad. Can fly away in the sky away. You're more luckier than me. Did your lady friend leave the nest again? That is very sad, makes me feel so bad. You can fly away in the sky away. You're more luckier than me. Did your lady friend leave the nest again? That is very sad, makes me feel so bad. You can fly your way in the sky to me. You're more lucky than me.
A great band. I think it was the last, yeah, it was the last Costa del Folk before the pandemic hit. They absolutely ripped the place apart. They're just so wonderful, both on record and live. Live, I think, better than anything, because they just enjoy themselves and they're up there and they just give it large, as my grandmother used to say. They give it large. Brilliant. Edward II there with their version of Yellow Bird from the album Dancing Tunes. Now, I mentioned Mosaic before when I was talking about Andy Irvine and the new album that he's just released. And I thought what I would do now is play a track from Mosaic, which I have played before, but I don't think for quite a while. And it's, for me, one of the best versions of this song ever. The Ballad of Renadine, followed by the tune Johnny Cooig. And it's Mosaic at their very, very best. This is one of the strangest and most mystical songs of all time. I think about a shapeshifter who takes a young woman out onto the mountains, and as they're crossing the mountains, he changes shape and becomes the deceitful, bold Renadine. In other words, he turns himself into a fox.
One evening as I rambled down by Pomroy, I met a pretty fair maid upon the mountainside. Says I, "My pretty fair maid, your beauty shines clear. On this lonely mountain, I'm glad to see you here." "Kind sir," she says, "be civil and my company forsake, for it is my opinion that you are a rake, and if my father finds out his anger I would fear for keeping of your company all on these mountains here. No, I am no rake, but brought up in high degree, but I live a life of solitude here among the trees, and your beauty has ensnared me, I cannot pass you by. Do not be afraid of me all on these mountains high." This pretty little fair maid, she fell into a maze, as with eyes as bright as amber upon her I did gaze, and her ruby lips and rosy cheeks, they lost their former dye. She fell into my arms all on the mountains high.
The Ballad of Renadine and Johnny Couig there from Mosaic's album Changing Trains. If you don't know that band, do check them out. Bruce Molsky, Andy Irvine, a load of great musicians, and they just produce such beautiful, beautiful music. One of the great gifts of this world, isn't it, when you think about it? You know, I mean, I think this is just great for me to be able to sit here and just play the music that I love to people like you who mostly, I think, love the same kind of music. So it's a privilege, actually. And talking of which, I have to mention that I've got to have to spend 300 and odd quid to uprate the system I'm using, which is Pro Tools. And Pro Tools that I've got here, which is version 10.3.8, I think it is, no longer functions, and all the operating systems have caused it so that there are things greyed out and I can no longer use it. So I've got to uprate, and Avid are going to charge me 300 and odd quid for the privilege. So if you feel like flirting a few bob at the show, and please don't, I mean, a guy, I was mentioning that I'd bought a new microphone a few months back, well, yeah, 3 or 4 months back, and somebody very kindly just sent me the entire amount. I'm not looking for that, don't get me wrong, but if everybody sent me a couple of quid, then it would, well, not everybody, but if a handful of people sent me a couple of quid, that would help towards paying the Avid bill, because they don't allow you to just keep using your old system. They keep uprating it so it no longer works. Tomorrow, I'm going to have to get a new version of the Pro Tools software, because it is what I've always used and what I'm used to. I like the metering. I like the way it worked with the BBC and still works now with anybody who wants to take this programme. They always get it lined up exactly right. Anyway, enough of that. So if you do feel like flirting a few bob our way, 3W's Mike Harding Folk Show, there's a little donate button there, and it would be great if you could help. But enough of that. I'm going to finish with a track which I think fits in fairly well with the Bay of Biscay that I played before. I explained that that was a night visiting song about the dead soul of a lover coming back as a ghost. And from the album Traditional Irish Music by the Ivy Leaf, this is a fabulous version of a song simply called The Night Visiting Song, which tells a similar story. So I'm going out on that. Thanks ever so much for listening. Later on this afternoon, Sunday the 30th of May, I shall be getting in my car and driving up deep into the heart of the Yorkshire Dales, because I'm doing a little cameo part in All Creatures Great and Small, in which I play a, a grumpy Yorkshire farmer. I've got a lot of studying to do, as you can imagine. Thanks ever so much for listening. Do look after yourselves. Take care. And I'll see you next month. Ta-ra. So weary.
through the